I left the TV and I told him, you all come there.
I'm to the point now with this game I've seen. See, even the horn sound that I don't get right. I need the officials to be off the floor. I need to get this done. That was something. One more minute.
Hi. Nancy's here. We can start.
Did you find this yet?
Well, good evening, everybody. I will call to order the budget hearing for the FY14 budget for Story County, and will ask that everybody please join the board as we honor America with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, good evening again, and thank you everybody for being here. First item on our agenda is introduction of elected officials. Sheriff, you can introduce yourself if you'd like, or I'd be glad to say Sheriff Paul Fitzgerald is with us. We also have Auditor Lucy Martin, who will be speaking here in just a minute, along with the three board supervisors. And I believe, if I'm not missing anything, that's the three elected officials that are here this evening. Department heads... let's just run right around the room and let the department heads introduce themselves. Barb, we'll start right here with you and just go right through it. Yep. Mike, up here to you. Leanne, I think we're back to you. And Sue. Hi, Sue. And Cal.
Cal.
And I think that's all our department heads. Did I miss anybody? Very good. With that, budget information, Lisa Markley.
Hello. Welcome to the public hearing on the proposed FY14 budget. This budget proposal was published in all three papers on 228 as required by law. The budget the board adopts tonight cannot be higher than published, but it can be lowered at this public hearing. There are handouts available that include some of the charts in this. These charts, along with a proposed projected FY14 salary of department heads and elected officials. The compensation board recommended a 2% for elected officials, and that is what is included in the budget for all employees along with elected officials. Thank you, yes. I want to talk a little bit about the budget that's in front of us. For this year, the valuations increased again. Countywide increases were about 5%. And rural increased about 6.8%. Rollbacks for this year, residential increased to 52.8%, ag to 59.9%, and commercial and industrial remain at 100%. So if you own a residential home assessed at $100,000, the taxable value in the upcoming year will be 52.8%. For ag property assessed at 100, the taxable value would be 59.9%. In putting together the FY14 budget, the departmental work sessions were held early in January. Those are on the website as audios if anybody wants to go listen to them. There were staffing requests, and of those, two new positions were approved. One position was increased from half-time to full-time. The departments continued the goal of budgeting as close to actual as possible, and overall the goal is to match the revenues to the expenses as closely as possible, which is a balanced budget. Economic Development Capital Improvement Plan, the CPAT implementation. CPAT is Community Planning Assistance Team Plan. And the phone system purchase were priorities that the board listed early on in the budget. Cost of living increase of 2% and implementation of the compensation study salary adjustments were also priorities. This year again, as for the last many, many years, the MHDD fund unknowns for the current fiscal year regarding transition funding and legislation not being final for FY14 has caused us to really budget as best we could for the mental health fund this year. One of the goals was to keep the ending fund balance maintained. We will talk more about that later, but we want approximately 25% for the general fund. That's the primary funding source for most of the departments. For the mental health fund, which is now the community services fund, there are many unknowns. One of the issues we dealt with was FY13 expenses and revenues were both reduced after the adoption last March, so that threw us into a lot of unknowns for the current year plus next year. We are in the process of regionalizing, and the redesign calls for a max levy of $47.28 per capita, with the state providing the funding difference. We don't budget per capita. That's not how we've ever budgeted before. So our max levy is $3,066,000 in this budget. We're assuming, from what the legislation originally said, that we'll get an additional $1.1 million from the state. As of today, I don't think they've made a determination on that, have they?
Yeah, and Lisa, I just think this is really important that we underscore this. This budget that's before us right now has the $47.25 million threshold built in, which is between $1.1 million and $1.2 million in our mental health budget that we have built in. And if we look at the way the state handled things last year, it is reasonable to believe that we may get the rug yanked out from under us again this year. And so I just want everybody to be really, really clear that we're going based on what the state's telling us they're going to do, and that may or may not be what they actually do. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's fine. I was talking about the capital improvement plan that the budget or that the board wanted to put together. They did begin funding and planning for that in this budget. We budgeted 37.8, I think, for that. Economic development put $37,000 in the budget to assist small communities. That is, and also to increase funding to projects and for the CPAT implementation. There's another $100,000 for that. We changed the funding for case management. We budgeted that this year in the general and supplemental fund so that we could have more control and ease of using the mental health fund, hopefully. We wanted to maintain or lower the levy, and we lowered it by 2 cents.
Going back just a second to the case management, Lisa, would you spend a minute on that and talk about how that used to be in mental health, and now we've moved it, but it's really a net zero kind of
net zero option. Because we do get case management dollars for that. It's Medicaid dollars for that. It was a cost shift is basically what it was because our expenses now in the general fund look a little higher, but our revenues are higher, too, because of it. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the valuations for Story County. This is a visual of the way the county looks based on assessments. Story County is above the state average for urban and residential. We're at about 77% of our values. And those properties are the ones that are rolled back for taxable value, as you can see on the right-hand side. Statewide, 61% urban and 39% rural, and as you can see, we're higher in rural than urban than that. I talked about rollback a little bit, and I will try to define it. Lucy or Stacy are probably better at this than I am. It's the growth of values that are limited to 4% annually as applied to the statewide values. Residential and ag property values are linked in that if the annual growth in one class outstrips the other, it may only increase at the lower rate. In other words, if ag value grows by 2%, residential property increases are also limited to 2%. This five-year chart shows the history of the rollback. For the last 5 years, it hasn't changed a whole lot. But 20 years ago, the residential was taxed at 80% value. So it has definitely changed a lot in the last 20 years as to how those rollbacks are affecting us. There is talk legislatively that they would roll back commercial also. That is not rolled back. It has not been rolled back for a long time. And without change to the levy structure, all levy authorities would have less dollars to fund services if that were to happen. This shows the FY13 distribution of tax dollars by taxing authority. We will take a look later in the presentation at an individual tax statement and where the dollars go, but this gives a snapshot of the overall dollars generated by different taxing authorities. Schools get 46% of the tax dollars. Cities are next at about 26%, and the county is a little over 18%. As you can see, the rest of the dollars are put in there, too, minimal amounts. I talked about the different funds that the county levies for, and hopefully this explains why they do it the way because it's based on the code, basically. And countywide, in these examples, countywide means every taxpayer in Story County pays it. So we have a general fund limit of $3.50 per $1,000 of taxable value. The supplemental is limited to certain mandated services, and it's on the countywide. You have to be maxed at the general before you can access the supplemental. Story County pays for FICA and IPRS of the employees paid out of the general fund. We pay for liability insurance, the juvenile home in Toledo, emergency management agency, district court costs, chemical dependency, and election costs, excluding the regular staff. This supplemental is increasing this year because of an increase to the emergency management funding of about $23,500. The employer IPA rates increased about 0.25%. The insurance increased for the county, and we also are putting away additional funds for voting equipment purchase in the next 2 years. The mental health fund has a dollar limit, as we were just talking about, and that's $3,066,575. Debt service is on all taxable, or all is on countywide, and it is whatever we need for debt service. And the rural basic is $3.95 per thousand of taxable value. It's only on rural property. This is Rick's favorite chart.
Love that slide, right?
I know you do. This graph shows the total county budget as originally certified for the last 7 years. The dark blue shows the budgeted expenditures, and the red is the budgeted revenues. Did I just say budgeted revenues and no? It's expenses and revenues. Blue's expenses. For the FY14 budget, expenses are 6.2% lower than the FY13 adopted budget, and revenues are 2.5% lower than the FY13 budget. Should we just stand here and look at this one?
I like that one.
I know you do. Yeah, she's already got a plan that she'll bring it back. The budgeted revenues for Story County, $37.7 million. 60% of that is from property taxes. 26% is from intergovernmental revenues, which include road use tax, state replacement taxes, and state and federal grants. 5% comes from local option sales tax. 6% from fees for service. 2% interest in rentals, and 1% TIF revenue. This is where the expenditures are budgeted for the upcoming year. $37.3 million worth of expenses. 27% of that is for public safety and legal services, and that includes the sheriff and the attorney. 18% is for mental health, which includes CLP and mental health departments. 15% goes to roads and transportation, and that's the secondary road department. 13% of the budget is classified as administration and includes facilities management for all buildings, info technology, board of supervisors, county liability insurance, and auditor and treasure management services. 8% is countywide county environmental and education. That funds conservation, animal control, planning and development, IRBM, and the county libraries. We have 6% for debt service. 6% represents health and social services. That funds environmental health, community services, VA, juvenile court, the DHS local office, and many of the asset services. Asset is analysis social services evaluation team. 3% is for governmental services and includes the recorder, the auditor, elections, treasurer, motor vehicle. 4% of this year's expenditures are for capital projects, which include road construction and the TIF projects. The state of Iowa defines how we break these out, so that's why I tell you what departments are in each of those service areas. This chart's going to talk about the expenses we have by fund. When we talk about fund balance needs, the basis for this is the expenses funded out of the different funds. The general and supplemental, as the primary operating fund, has the largest overall expenses, and this represents a six-year overview. The sharp decrease, obviously, in expenses for mental health is a result of the state takeover of the Medicaid expenditures. So,
and let's just stop there and remind everybody what the state did is they came in and they said, we're going to take $5 million of revenue that we had promised you for FY13, but it's okay, though, because we're going to take your expenses, too. The problem is the expenses only total about $3.5 million. So, you know, if anybody in here wants to make that kind of swap, I'm all for it. And then the other thing I would point out is I believe, and Lisa, we haven't talked about this, but the bump that we see there in the general supplemental, a lot of that can be attributed to the shift in case management. For mental health up
correct.
To the general supplemental.
Yep. Hopefully this gives an overview of where the fund balances are. The FY 10 to 12 in this chart are actual fund balance, ending fund balances. FY 13 is showing the re-estimated that we are using. Are you guys looking at the nothing on that one? Yeah. The fund balances are used to get through the first 3 months of the fiscal year, July through September for the county. That's before the first half property tax collections begin. The general and the supplemental and now the mental health fund are dependent heavily on those revenues. The rural fund has monthly revenues of local option sales tax, and the secondary road fund has monthly revenue from road use tax. So those fund balances are a little not as critical to be 25%. And the secondary road fund also has a lot of carryover sometimes because their projects are in the summer. So. When you come in to pay your taxes in the treasurer's office, the breakdown of how those dollars are distributed is represented here. I used a Huxley resident as an example tonight, and this is based on last year's levy rates for the other entities, as their budgets do not get certified in our office until tomorrow by 5, and the schools don't have to be certified till April 15th, so we don't know what those rates are going to be yet. If you have a home assessed at $100,000, the taxable value, as I said earlier, would be $52,800, and your annual taxes, if you lived in Huxley, would be $2,200, a little over $2,200. Of that, the school district, which would be Ballard in this example, would receive 55% of the tax dollars. The city would get 28%. The county would get 13%, and the area school, which is DMAC in this area, would get 1%. Other is 3%, and that includes the Ag Extension, the County Assessor, and the Story County Hospital. If you lived in Grant Township and you were still in Ballard School District, the pie would look like this. The total taxes here would be $1,802, and of that, the school would get 68%, the county would get 25%, the township 2%, area school 2%, and the other 3%. I had a question from Nancy before the presentation to talk a little bit about ending fund balances. on the certified form. There are five different choices: restricted, committed, assigned, non-spendable. Is that the other one down there? And the assigned dollars are the dollars that the board assigns at a by resolution, whether it be by the public hearing tonight or by a board resolution. They're going to be assigned for a certain project. If they don't get used for that, they just go back into the fund that they're assigned in. Restricted would be restricted for a certain purpose. Supplemental fund is an example of that. You can only use the supplemental fund for supplemental purposes. Committed would be an act of the board, but you would have to spend the money on what they actually resolved to spend it on. And non-spendable, we don't use non-spendable as a county. So, that answer your question, Nancy? Okay. Any other questions? I will put this on the website for anybody that wants to relive it.
Outstanding. So, procedures that will be followed for our public hearing. Anybody who would like to address the board before we consider adopting the budget, you please give your name and address. And assuming that, you know, with the huge crowd of public that we have here, we'll let everybody go before we let somebody come back and speak twice. And while we ask that you keep your comments as brief as possible, I don't know that any of us have anywhere that we're dying to be. So if anybody wants to speak, please do so. Wayne, I open a public hearing here. Is that right? So with that, I will open the public hearing and ask if there is anybody who would like to address the board on the proposed FY14 budget. And seeing no one moving to the microphone, I will close the public hearing, and I will turn to the board for consideration. Board, what I'll start with is, this is the first balanced budget in Story County in more than 25 years. Everybody should be really, really proud of that. It wasn't easy, and it took everybody buying in, and that includes elected officials and department heads and staff, all of our boards and commissions. I mean, everybody had to buy in to a certain extent for us to get there. We were able to treat all of our employees, regardless of classification, in the same way in terms of a small 2% raise. We were able to reduce the levy rate, which I think is commendable. If we look around at what cities and school systems are doing, I promise you, Lisa, a lot of what you're going to see tomorrow and coming in on April 15th is going to include an increased levy rate. So we should be really proud of that. We increased our funding of secondary roads, which is important. I mean, it's one of our main functions. We really increased funding to economic development, which is a priority that this board has said we've had for the county to get a little more involved in economic development. We initiated and have funded, or at least identified funding for a capital improvement plan, which is something that Story County has not had in the past. We've had our first meeting now on the idea of a countywide goal-setting session, which is something we have not done in the past. So there are lots and lots of really, really good things going on that all of you should be really, really proud of. I was in a meeting the other day over in Ames with a group of business people over there, and they asked me, if you had to assess what's going on in Story County, what would the burn point be? What would that area be that you would be most concerned about that could really get going? And the answer in Story County is easy. It's mental health. It's trying to figure out where, unfortunately, we don't control where we're going in that, but Deb spends a lot of time thinking about that, worrying about that. Ron's doing an unbelievable job in his capacity trying to find a way to get us to handle. It'd be if the state were giving us clear rules and clear guidance on where things were going, okay, we'd deal with it and we'd move on. The problem we've got right now is nothing's clear. And so we're trying to operate in this system where we're not real sure what's going on. So that is the major hurdle. We're excited about the progress on Dakin's Lake, a project that has been on the books. Mike, I don't want to overstate it, but I think since the late 60s, early 70s, is that somewhere in there? A project that's been on the books for that many years, we're finally going to get a chance to take a crack at and really hopefully impact the northwest corner of Story County and all of Story County. Board, with that, I'll turn to you guys. Comments, suggestions?
Nothing more to add. I think you did an excellent job in summing up where we are and what some of the high points were in budget priorities this year and how we were able to do that. And again, the recognition that it was a buy-in for everybody. So very good. So with that, I would move to approve Resolution 1356, adopting the FY14 budget and certifying taxes as published, which includes the recommendation from the Compensation Board for elected official salaries and assign an amount in the ending general fund balance for energy efficiencies at McFarland Park, the general supplemental fund as assigned for election equipment replacement, rural fund as assigned unallocated local option sales tax, which is the 40% factor, and to direct the auditor to properly certify and file the budget and certification and certificate of taxes.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Paul. We have a motion and a second. Do we have further conversation, discussion? Hearing none. Clinton?
Aye.
Toot?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Budget passes. With that, if there's no additional business for the Board of Supervisors, I'd accept a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
5 minutes faster than last year.
Keep them track.
Hey, nice job.
Hey,
is this blue? Good. Where am I signing this one? Okay, anywhere else or just that one spot?